If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday on WROL. But you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media. That's one word. Or on Spotify, Catholic Audio Media, three words. So we're talking about the reality of the resurrection. So as I explained yesterday, the resurrection is of the category of a earth-shaking, earth-shaking scientific discovery. It's not a scientific discovery. It's greater than that. But it is of the category. And I always like to compare it to Copernicus. And Copernicus's understanding that the Earth revolves around the sun and not the other way around, which was believed up until that time. And remember what I told you, it took 200 years for people to comprehend the significance of the Copernican revolution. So, and it's very possible that that brought just so much change in the way people were thinking. Remember, it was soon after that you had the Enlightenment. And then with the Enlightenment, you had a whole change of how people are thinking. And with that, you had an elimination of the spiritual life. With the Enlightenment came in what is known as materialism. And we think of materialism as someone who is trying to buy things and buy more and more things, and everything's all about money and things. No, materialism believes there's no spirituality, there's no spiritual world, there's nothing. So materialism, and then you get in things like Jean-Paul Sartre, who believed in existentialism, there is nothing beyond this. As he used to say, that old saying, because obviously people would be talking about heaven and hell, and he would say, l'enfer, c'est les autres, which I'm sure is very poor French, because you know I don't speak French, but I guess obviously I know that sense. That means hell is other people. That was Jean-Paul Sartre, who must have been a joy to be around, he said sarcastically. So at that idea, you have that reality. So the Copernican revolution changed a lot of human thought. Well, as I said, the resurrection, if you read the scriptures and you read the way everything is written there, then you see that also alters and changes our perception and our way of thinking. So this is powerful. Now, obviously, that long precedes the Copernican revolution, but you realize that now we're celebrating the resurrection. We can say, oh, it's wonderful Jesus resurrected from the dead, and not fully understand how powerful that statement is. But if we understand it within the context of a scientific discovery, then we realize that that changes everything. And just as the Copernican revolution changed so much, as ultimately did Charles Darwin, and I'll talk about that in a minute, because I know many people don't believe in evolution. I'll talk about that maybe when I say a minute, doesn't necessarily mean in this program. But we realize that that changes everything. And if we go back to the scriptures and we go back to the writings, in the scriptures, you have to realize that people, the apostles and who they ended up teaching and the early church and everything are believing in something as powerful, or actually even more so, as living in an environment where you believe that the earth revolves around the sun and everyone else thinks it's the other way around. And realize those who think it's the other way around will also believe that humanity and the Earth are the center of the universe. Literally, the physical center of the universe, where we've come to understand, to the best of our knowledge, that isn't true, and it has expanded our way of thinking, but we still understand that God is real and God came to save us, and everything we teach is real. And we put all that together, and we maybe want to ask the question, how does it change our way of thinking? How does it change our way of acting? You know, one of the things people will say is they'll go, well, you know, we're called to be nice to one another, which isn't necessarily true. We're called to be good to one another. Being good isn't always nice, but we'll talk about that in a second. Again, we'll talk about that in the future is a better way to put it. But we're called to be nice to one another. Well, stop. I want you to think about something. I explained that the Copernican Revolution completely changed human thought and human ideas. In some cases for the good, in some cases for the not so good. Okay, completely changed. If we understand that Jesus resurrected from the dead, then that needs to completely change our way of thinking and our way of being based on that understanding that we have that others may not have. So you see, that's the call. And if you go back to what Jesus says, he calls for us to have faith. But if we have that faith, which we all do, and we dwell or drill deeply into the well of that faith, it's going to change our way of thinking. It's going to change our way of being. It's going to change our way of acting. And that's what the resurrection really means. We believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead. We believe he ascended into heaven. We believe that he is coming back again. And that should change everything of who we are. And if we go the next step and understand that, it should change our whole way of being. It should change our way of acting and being to the point that maybe one of the minor changes we do is we're people of prayer, which obviously an atheist would not be. But that action of prayer realizes that we are speaking to the Lord in a very powerful way. And we're realizing that he is a part of our life. Why do we understand that? Because Jesus resurrected from the dead. If you ever listen to some of the words of Bill Maher, and Bill Maher, you know, is not very religious, and one of the ways he condemns maybe isn't the right word, but one of the ways he addresses the religion he disagrees with is he says, they hear voices. And he just kind of dismisses them that way. They hear voices. But there are people who are in the Christian, all Christians will say, but we believe that God does communicate with us, not necessarily through voices, but in different ways. And one of the ways that I can say you believe that God communicates to us is that you pray. And you believe that God answers prayer. Well, that's a form of communication. What's another line he used when before Barack Obama became president? He came out and he described believing in God as my invisible friend. Well, you realize that's completely incorrect, but that's his position. Well, that's his position. That's what he believes. That's the way he expresses it. And he's not saying that he believes in his invisible friend. He believes that anyone who believes in God believes in this his invisible friend in the sky, because he doesn't understand this. However, we understand this. We believe this in the resurrection of the dead, but not the way Bill Maher thinks we understand it. We understand it on a far more profound level. We believe that, yes, there is a personal God, someone with whom we can have a personal relationship with, but this God is not our invisible friend in the sky. This God is God. And we don't have a full description of God because God is higher in in existence than us, because he is the source of all being. So we understand God as best we can, but we don't understand God anywhere near fully the way we can, you know, someone who could fully understand God. I hope that made sense there. And of course, this is something that's completely misunderstood or not even comprehended by Bill Maher and people like Bill Maher. And I'm not criticizing them. I'm saying that's their position. That's what they understand. But what we understand is something very profound, as much as our whole life, if we were in a community of people, all of whom believed that the sun revolved around the earth, our way of thinking would be radically different than those who believed, as obviously science has proved, that the earth revolves around the sun. It would be radically different. And so it is with our way of believing. We believe in the resurrection, and so our way of being is radically different than if we just simply believed as everyone else did. So you see that. So that belief and that understanding that Jesus resurrected from the dead, and that understanding, as I said yesterday, is not something, well, yeah, I believe that. No, we believe it to the level that we also believe that the earth revolves around the sun. That powerful belief changes everything about how we think about ourselves, how we think about our others, how we look at life, how we look at everything. It changes everything. And by doing so, when we fully embrace it, it impacts every aspect of our life. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.